Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Manchita azul que va pintando el cerro, buscando tus ovejitas.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Sophia Tosello showed up in New York City as an 18-year-old with what she calls a Walt Disney dream to study jazz. That was 11 years ago, and Sophia, who is from Argentina, thought she would end up in a downtown club singing jazz standards. She didn't even really know how to sing in Spanish. But many years of exposure to different Latin rhythms here in New York, plus a trip back home to northern Argentina, changed her plans. Sophia's debut album is all in Spanish, and it mixes Cuban bolero, Brazilian bossa nova, and Argentine tango with jazz. She'll start us off with her band and a live performance of a song called La Verdadera Llama, The Real Flame.
Tesoro de la verdadera. Oh, ea, ea, e, oh, oh, ea.
That is Sofia Tosello and the band live in our studio, La Verdadera Llama, The Real Flame. There's a version of that song on her new album, Alma y Luna, which is out now on the Sunnyside label, and the band performing an album release party for the record tomorrow at the Jazz Gallery at 9 and 10:30 p.m. So, Sofia, first of all, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much.
You came here to study jazz, and tomorrow you are playing at the Jazz Gallery. Somehow, though, getting from point A to point B has been a little bit of an odd trip. What happened to that Walt Disney dream, as you put it, of coming to America to sing jazz standards?
Well, it did become true. I came when I was 18, as you said. I studied at City College of New York jazz with Sheila Jordan, whom...
Great singer.
She taught me everything. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. But here I realized that what I had in my blood was something else. It was folkloric music. I went to Cuba in 2000, and I learned a lot about that culture. I fell in love completely with bolero feeling. And I started remembering that my father used to hear bolero at home, you know, so I started, you know, with the Spanish.
When you say bolero, you don't mean Ravel's bolero.
No, the rhythm. The rhythm, yes.
So this was a case, how many times have we heard this in, you know, the worlds of literature and poetry and art and music where, you know, somebody leaves their native country,
yes.
They go to the big city, Paris or New York or wherever it is, only to realize what they've left behind. So was this a journey of finding your identity in this music?
Definitely, yes.
So what was the turning point for you? There was a trip to northern Argentina, right?
Yes.
What was the importance of that?
Was very important. I didn't know I come from such a beautiful culture and such a beautiful country with beautiful music. I did not listen to that music back then because I don't come from a folkloric scene family. Maybe somehow I thought it was cheesy or something like that because mm-hmm. I grew up with pop and rock and all that. And now I was totally confused. I was totally wrong. It's beautiful.
So you grew up with pop and rock, but it was jazz that you wanted to sing. How did that happen?
I started studying at a school called La Colmena in Cordoba, and a teacher once told me, hey, you got to check out Ella Fitzgerald. So I heard her for the first time, and I fell in love completely. And then I sang with the big band of that
style.
School.
Yeah.
So I fell in love with jazz. And my father used to listen a lot to Duke Ellington and Sidney Bechet, and mm-hmm. I used to transcribe him and...
Now, there has been, since the 1940s, even late 30s, this thread known as Latin jazz, where people have mixed folkloric elements and stuff. Do you see this as what you're doing as something different from that, from what we've come to call Latin jazz?
To be honest with you, I'm a little bit confused with that title, because for me, I thought that Latin jazz was Cuban or Puerto Rican music mixed with jazz. Like, mm-hmm. you can say Eddie Palmieri, Tito Puente,
Machito. Cachao, yeah.
I don't think I do that type of music.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Nowadays, all those titles, they've changed so much. So I don't know if this is world music, Latin music, Latin jazz. I'm already confused, you know. Uh-huh. I just want to do it and people to have fun.
But you still consider it jazz?
I guess so. Yeah, I would definitely.
That was not a very definitive answer.
Yes, because it does have influences from jazz. People mm-hmm. are soloing, and the harmonies are not folkloric at all.
Now, some of the songs on the album are songs that you've written yourself.
Yes.
This next one, Mi Musita Salteña.
Yep.
This is one of yours?
Yeah.
My Little Muse from Salta. Is Salta a place?
Salta is the place where I went in the north of Argentina, where most of the folkloric music comes from.
So some of those rhythms, will
yes.
we hear them in this piece?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear another live performance. Sofia Tosello is the vocalist. Pavel Orquiza playing the guitar, Octavio Brunetti at our piano, Pedro Girardot playing the bass, and Yayo Cerco playing percussion. They're live in our soundcheck studio, and here again, Sophia Tosello and the band.
Buscando en tus ojos negros la ternura escondida, buscando en tus ojos negros la ternura escondida. Sentada sobre los brazos de esta quebrada norte, te escribo en secreto esta zamba, mi musita salteña. Te escribo en secreto esta zamba, mi musita salteña. Y me voy yendo hacia allá, por donde van las nubes que marcan el destino de nuestros caminos.
That's called Mi Musita Salteña, My Little Muse from Salta, written by Sophia Tosello, who just sang it with most of the band here in the studio.
Yes.
It's funny, you mentioned guitar in the song, but there's no guitar actually playing on that one. Does Pavel get to play with the rest of the band on this next tune?
Yes, totally.
Okay. All right,
actually, we're going to do another song of his.
So, which he wrote. This is the title track from the new record?
Alma y Luna, yes.
Alma y Luna. The record release party is tomorrow at the Jazz Gallery, 9 and 10:30 p.m. But once again, here's Sophia Tosello and the boys playing live here in our soundcheck studio. Thank you.
está llorando. Alguien la soñó y robó su corazón. Se quedó en la noche sola y en silencio acurrucó su llanto. Un pétalo de brisa recogió una lágrima y sembró su amor. Luna, quiero el río de tus claros y el hechizo de tus manos. Luna, yo quiero encontrarte. ¿Dónde está quien te soñó? Alguien la tocó y soñó su corazón.
And the band playing live in our Soundcheck studio and wrapping up today's show. Tomorrow, our series Sing Out continues with a look at how aging affects the human voice. Plus, a visit from one of the sweetest voices of the 70s, Bill Withers, talks about a documentary about his unusual career. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Dridell, the program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Julia Forlan and Janelle Mullings and Chase Coulpon. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again for another Soundcheck next time.